Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
The last time we were in Murundoy, Shelley told Pepper that she had enough of being treated shabbily by Ignatius, and they decided to go out that night. Pepper invited Catalina, but later when Catalina saw Shelley there, she left. Eva built a model of a landfill in the backyard, and Simon was impressed with her knowledge about garbage disposal. Joy suggested that they once again be a family unit, but Simon was not keen on the idea. Right now, Unique is talking with Dinah.
Granny Ignatius is a real terrible person. He went and collected Shelley from the club last night.
Were you telling me, Unique?
Yes. Apparently, he went in and saw her flirting with a guy and didn't take it nicely.
In action?
Nah, Ignatius don't hit women as far as I know.
Well, the marriage wasn't going to work from the get.
But they seem to be doing so well for a while.
Ignatius ain't gonna change ever. He got woman here, there, and everywhere.
Shelley knew what she was getting into, though.
Well, she got to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see the start digging the trenches yesterday.
Yeah, we working on the drainage.
Yeah, I need to see all them bush weed in better harvest, though. Somebody get robbed out there the other night.
I know, Granny. We gonna get it done before the week is out.
Got some wayward people in this village in one walk. Only looking for robbed people.
Yep. Anyway, soon there will be more jobs available in the village. The village council is working on it.
Some of them don't matter how much jobs they're on. They ain't want work. They will thief until somebody injure them or they end up in jail.
Granny, it starts in the home. People got to try raise the children in a way that they won't even think about turning to crime.
Well, no, father's in a wrong, you know. Young men need role models. And some of these women is them alone punishing with 4 or 5 children.
They're so unfortunate, eh? I always said I don't want more children than I can look after.
But you can't judge by them things, eh? Sometimes a woman reach with one man and he promise she the world. Then she make a child and he disappoint she. Look at me own story with June father. Both of we the young. Even you mother father. Some women move from one disappointment to the next and it don't done.
You know what? I can make a suggestion to the council.
What?
Maybe we could do a big brother, big sister program in Murundoy.
Not a bad idea, you know.
Yeah, they got plenty of people could become mentors for the young people. I can suggest it.
Yeah, man. We need all the help we can get to keep the young people focused and out of trouble.
Yes, we got to do what we can.
Me, you heading in the same direction, Simon?
Sister Patsy, I'm going to the village chairman's house.
Is the same place I head in? Is the trench you're going to complain about?
Yes. I don't know who they hired to dig the trenches, but the person is doing a horrible job. The mud is all over the road, right in front of my passageway.
Yes, and if you see how much garbage in the mud, all tin, all bed, all zinc, is all kind of things people just there dashing in these trenches.
It's very unfortunate.
When the trench done dig, is a whole other cleanup campaign to get rid of the waste.
Accurate.
Well, look at God. A set of people done there at the village chairman house.
Sonny, me been glad at first when you get this village chairman walk. But like me never able.
Me just need for go and be it quick. And me go and talk to them.
Why then can't go to the village office for lodge them complaints, eh? Why then got for keep coming to Abidi's house?
Alright, baby, not fret. This is what the village council want. The people must be able to express their grievances and concern.
Well, it a bother me.
Man, look, just go out and tell them your beard and me go come out just now to address the concerns.
Me never able with this.
Bibi is with the village chairman.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
The village chairman abed right now. He go come and hear your concerns just now.
But wait, man, Bibi. Like you vex people turn up here for complain. Sonny know this was a part of the package when he take the walk.
Me say me vex?
No, but we could see your face.
Look, me not come out here for getting one quarrel with you, Sister Patsy.
The village chairman should not have villagers waiting.
Sonny go come just now.
Who's on the phone you need?
Sonny, a set of villagers by e-house complaining.
About what?
The people digging the trench, dashing the mud all over.
There got to be somebody who don't know what they're doing.
Granny's always something. The smallest thing people find to complain about.
But it's not the y'all want?
Well, yes.
This is the job y'all sign up for. The people elect y'all and y'all can't get fed up with them.
I know.
That is the way better will come. With the council and the people working hand in hand.
Well, we are doing our best.
Well, good.
Poor Sonny sound like things getting overwhelming though.
He will be alright. He in this thing long.
But it's first time he's village chairman.
Well, James never used to look like he'd be taking on anything.
He's generally a laid-back person anyway.
That is true.
Murundai fortunate to get some good village chairman.
Well, hopefully Sonny lasts. Cause like he want buckle under pressure already.
I going over there and see what's going on.
All right.
All right, everybody. I understand what is happening with the digging of the trenches. I will see to it that it is addressed immediately.
Can you promise that by tomorrow the area in front of my yard will be clean?
Are you expect this man for work miracles?
All right, Mr. De Freitas. We will do our best.
I have another concern, Mr. Village Chairman. Y'all need to hurry and fix the bridge near the cocoa. One of the boards lay loose there.
Yes, I got a complaint about that already.
Wow, and it still hasn't been fixed? Suppose someone falls into the cocoa and drowns?
It will not come to that.
How soon can we expect the bushes by Better Harvest to be cut? A woman was robbed there.
By the end of the week.
Oh, Lord, I am making haste now. I like me, sir. I would frighten to walk in Better Harvest at night because I'm frightened they're going to take advantage from poor me.
Trust me, Patsy, you're going to be safe.
Baby, I don't like your tone.
All right, people. If there's all for today, thank you for bringing these things to my attention.
Baby, don't go inside. I got no is where this disrespect coming from.
Mr. Singh, I would like to have a word.
Sonny, you try me. I go inside.
Baby, as well, you seem highly annoyed.
Mr. De Freitas, what is it?
Your patience is encouraging.
You have another complaint?
No, I said all that I had to say where that is concerned.
So what else do you need to talk about?
Well, I have begun the process of getting that truck I promised to the council.
And we are very, very grateful. Hope we get it sooner rather than later.
Certainly.
If nothing else, y'all excuse me.
Good job, Sonny.
Right.
I better get home to my daughter.
So the mother and the child living by you full time now?
Not that it's any of your business. But they're waiting for their house to be repaired.
I know the story, but how long you gonna take for fix a little fire damage? Unique, you know, Richard?
Looks like I missed it.
I sure the village chairman gonna feel all y'all.
Yeah, go ahead and talk to him.
Simon, what your girlfriend think about your child mother living with you? Yeah. As far as I can see, your child mother want you back.
Bye, Patsy.
But it's how you end up with one of Catalina's friends. Is the whole crew you gonna end up going through by?
Lady.
Imagine though, eh? The crew well and know they're able. You be with Catalina, now with Pepper, but Pepper ain't easy. Nobody ain't warning you about Sheba.
I suppose you're warning me now.
He's a big man.
Well, there is no purpose to continuing this conversation, is there?
Well, I think
goodbye, Patsy.
Unique just gone. Bibi, you all right? You got to understand that I'm here to serve the people.
Me know that, but God, Sonny, every little thing they go complain about, morning, noon, and night, them a come and call.
Aye, me know.
Look, the other night, one of them turn up here midnight for complaining of them wire sparking pon the post. Them should have called the power company for complain about that.
All right, BB, all right. Are they alone about you?
What you mean for say?
You seem to be in a mood these last few days.
Me just tired of people that bother you.
You sure there is all?
What else it can be, Sonny?
Me just ask. You just seem like your normal self these last few days, baby. You know me, they here for talk and listen to you anytime you're ready, baby. Abby, a husband and wife, you know, girl.
Me just moody these days, man. Woman thing.
Oh, all right.
Me want be there for support you, Sonny. Sorry if me come across little cross this morning.
Well, we just got to be careful when we're dealing with the villagers, you know. They're quick for drag your name through the mud. We got to listen to the people. Don't care if them come 50 times in one day for complain.
Yes, me know.
Thank you for always being there for me, baby. Love you, babes.
Me love you too, Sonny.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.